I'd like to welcome everybody to the September 13th. It's our first budget hearing. Would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russell.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. First up, ambulance and fire department forestry.
Can I make a suggestion? I think she needs to open.
Oh, that's right. You got to open. I'm sorry, Dawn. You did mention that before.
Kelly's running a little late.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dawn.
What do you need?
What do we need?
Mostly,
what do you need? That's the question.
Budgeted, as budgeted, a few things are going down because we only have one election next year. Let's see, a little bit up for, clerk fees because we have more houses coming in, which means more cars, so we just have to account for that. A little bit more for office supplies because apparently I did not budget enough last time, so I don't expect my needs to change for office supplies. So, let's see, under election, we have $7,000 in there for the purchase of new ballot machines, which I plan to encumber this year, that money. And I would like to buy poll pads next year, so I do have some money in there for poll pads somewhere. And a little bit extra election supplies, but things are falling apart and things are old. That's it. I mean, really, most things are as budgeted. If you have questions, I guess.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
So this is for one election or is it for two?
We only have one. We just need to have a little padding in
sometimes
case.
Sometimes we budget for two in case there's a special.
Yeah, in case somebody dies and we have to have a special election.
It's getting close to home, but that's okay.
I hope not. Like a state or local.
And that's for the pads you said are included in here?
Full pad should be in there, yeah. Yes. Under miscellaneous supplies, there's the $7,000 that's in there now. We're requesting $9,000.
Okay,
the $7,000 is going to be encumbered, and then the $9,000 will be for pull pads.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Donna, those two real nice chairs that were for handicap.
Yeah, hopefully they came back. I don't know where they ended up.
I'm sure he brought them back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't there. But yeah. I'm going to say that's very nice because if more people were aware of it, sitting on those low chairs and getting up is ridiculous.
I know. We could use more of those.
Mm-hmm. But some handicap people. Maybe we put it, when they get around grabbing their ballot, us and here it is, handicap, they'd see it.
Well, I did put a handicap sign on one.
I know you did, but they're not
looking.
And
the other one was in the handicap tent.
No, but what I'm saying, they're not looking at that. They're like, let me go this direction. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody
because
has
it's very beneficial.
They have a walking disability.
And people think that. Thank you for doing
that. Yeah, and I want to buy a couple more eventually because they have adjustable height tables, so we can actually put the tables.
Right. No, that's, yeah. I just wanted to mention that. That was good.
Good.
All right. Is there anybody else?
Questions?
On the board? No?
Do you need a motion?
Yep.
May I make a motion to accept the election administration as presented for $18,100?
Second that.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Donna, we're all set there?
Yeah, I believe so.
All in favor?
Excel did its thing.
Are you in favor, Russ?
Oh, yeah, I'm in favor. I was just saying one before, too. Election voter registration.
That's Candy.
No, that's Candy.
Candy. Okay. So, yes,
are
Russ?
In favor, Russ?
Yes, I'm in favor.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat. Very good. Thank you, Don.
Other town clerk.
Go ahead.
You need a motion for that?
Yeah, officer. I don't know.
Do you want to just review it real quick?
Do you need a motion?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to accept the town clerk budget as presented for $95,180.
I'll second it.
Second. Any questions or discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes.
All right, now, we'll fight about it, Dean. Well, is Mike on his way, you said?
Mike's on his way, and Carla has a doctor's appointment, just so I can know.
Carla does, too?
Yeah, she's just...
Oh, Carla does.
Waiting ever so patiently.
This is just one.
Do you want to go first? Carla's got to leave?
You got to leave, Carla?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
What page are we on, Carla?
She is going back to work.
Go ahead, Carla.
That's the sad part.
The biggest increase in our budget is what would be the last section of the roof renovation. I think last year we were at right around $18,000. This year it's a little over $21,000.
That's under Carla. It should be eight. Is it page eight, Carla? Do you know, right in front of you or not?
Which page is that on?
It's on. It's under town buildings. There is a breakdown in your folder of the costs.
And you should have this a separate sheet.
Yeah.
Russ has.
I do.
This is Russ has it.
So you said that's the last section of roofing that has to be done?
It is.
Then be completed?
It is. And with the exception of when we get around to doing the floor, it's the last really big project that we have. We have hopes of putting a new walkway in this year.
Yeah.
But we're going to use the interest in our fund, the Kimmett Bird Fund. They gave us money, so we've been letting the interest accumulate, and we think we've got enough to do a new walkway.
Oh, nice.
Well, the walkway's falling apart, and the grass is growing up there. Now, the roof, these repairs that we've been making on the roof with the new downspouts and gutters, should last 75 years, probably. We will have ongoing repairs to make where we lose an occasional slate. So every couple of years, we spend about $400 fixing slates.
But that's just the nature of the maintenance, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
What's a property maintenance?
Oh, it's the lawn mowing. We have that big hedge that grows a lot of poison ivy that we have to take care of every year. Trim the trees.
How much was it spent this year on that? I was trying to find it here.
I don't know. I didn't bring
so
that sheet with me.
So that's all mixed in with,
it's up with, that town
with ours, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's hard to break that down.
What page is it under?
It's going to be under.
It's going to be included.
It's under town building expenses,
town building, yes,
the last one.
Oh, so that's not broken down here either?
No.
Okay.
No, she usually comes in with a total.
Yep.
And then she gives us a sheet.
Right. No, I'm seeing that. And I just wondered how much
it's
property, because it's not much lawn up there.
Well, actually, there's quite a lot of lawn.
Yeah,
it doesn't grow every month and anything else.
What's he cut down every other week? Every 2 to 3 weeks, probably?
Depending
on
weather.
Depending
on weather.
Sometimes it's every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty.
Any other questions?
No, but I don't think you need a motion for that because it's included.
It's
in the
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
You all set?
Yep. pretty straightforward breakdown. So.
Right.
Thank you, Carl. Go ahead, Dean.
All right, well, I'll do the fire department. Well, the fire department and forestry are all in the same
what?
Hey, before you get started, Dean, if you look under fire and forestry, there's a huge map there. If you look at the bottom line is $255,000. But the first line is $813,000. So you're about almost $900,000.
No, it's 81,000.
81,000, boys.
Yeah, there's, for whatever reason, it didn't hit the comma.
81,300.
But it hit that comma.
I have readers in here.
Use your good eye, boy.
Take a zero away.
Okay, I'm apologize.
You good?
Yeah, we're good.
So I'll just do forestry. Forestry's the same. It looks like we're overspent by a bunch of money, but that's because we got a grant, and when we match a grant, we can't get it put back in our budget, I guess by law. So unfortunately, we end up overspending that line. It's almost like we don't want to get grants because we lose money, but we don't. But anyway, that's why the expenditure is $4,200 and we only have $2,100. But we tend to get a grant every year from the state, so we're going to keep doing it. So so I have an increase in New Hampshire Hazmat, which is their increase this year. They already voted to do that at their meeting. And then my communication maintenance is up. That's tower rental. Basically, we rent space on Saddleback and Ed Cunningham's tower on Tower Hill, and that's going up. I kind of under-budgeted that last year, and it's showing up in my expenditures this year, so I upped that. And then the other big one, obviously, is in fire department compensation. I think most of the firemen, I mean, most of the selectmen understand what that's all about. So that's a crapshoot, I'm going to tell you right now. That's a best guess. So after the first 3 months of the year, we had to change the way we paid. And that was by law. We were forced to change that. We could not. We had our stipend amount that we've been using for years and years and years. It was a pretty simple system. Points were accumulated by calls and training. And then total points were divided into the stipend amount, and then they were divvied out to each person depending on how many points they accumulated. Well, the problem was Mike and George May went to a meeting just to learn more about, because he's in the pay business now with the ambulance, and we found out that once you have people you're paying an hourly wage to, which is the people working shift work over there at the firehouse for the ambulance, they're working per diem, they cannot work over there for a certain amount during the day. Say, let's just pick $20 an hour, and then work for a stipend amount that might be $17 an hour at the end of the year when it's all figured out. They have to get the same pay. So basically, the stipend had to go away. I think you all know that. The stipend had to go away. So every person over there has a pay rate assigned to them based on rank and level of expertise. The rate changes from a firefighter that just joins tomorrow to someone with the most experience in everything. So they said we have to pay every 2 weeks. They have to get paid every 2 weeks, whether they work 1 hour or 10 hours or 15 hours, they have to get paid. And that's not the ambulance people. That's Mike's budget. That's different. This is my fire department compensation budget. So, and I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding here. I think, Rush, you said a few times, we have full-time people there now. Every one of the firemen that gets paid out of this is a volunteer. None of them have to go to any calls if they don't want it. Okay? We have to pay them by the hour per federal law. That's a law. That's why we're not full-time firemen. We're not working tons of hours. We go and we only pay still for calls and training. Those are the only things we pay for. We still go over there. We work on Sunday mornings. We do, you know, whether it's a school fire prevention or whatever, it's all for free. Because I think I've seen in the minutes you say sometimes they're full time. they're not full-time. They're not full-time employee. They're, every one of us, if I don't want to go to any calls, I don't have to. I'm not on the clock. I'm not anything. So do you understand that?
Well, what the statement said, we have a paid fire department. That's the statement that I made. And that is what you're explaining now. We have a paid fire department. When they go out on a call, they're being paid.
Well, we had a paid fire department for 10 years.
So well, this is stipend. More. This is step, it's a little bit more than...
No, it's not more. It's just the way they're compensated.
It's more compensation.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Different compensation.
It's the federal government telling us we it's have to
more.
Do it this way.
Right. So what do they volunteer down there for quote, under volunteer?
Every call. There's a volunteer to go to a call. You're volunteering to go to that call, Russ. You don't have to. The two people that are over there now are working.
Yeah.
8 to 6, they're there getting paid. They have to go, okay? Nobody else has to go. If my pager goes off now, I don't have to go. I'm
oh,
a
that's
volunteer.
The way it was before.
I'm a volunteer.
That's the way it was before.
Yeah. And that's the same way now.
But when you get on the truck or what have you, to a fire, you're being paid a compensation of that you say the federal government said you have to pay. And we're paying it by the quality of the individual, more experience or what have you. So
yeah.
It's a paid, they're being paid, not as a stipend of $2 or whatever it was. They're being paid an annual wage for their services.
An hourly
wage, which ends up being a yearly that they'll have to claim at that point.
Correct.
Right. So I can't see the difference between it. They're being paid at this point, and if nobody shows up, the house burns because they decide not to show up at that. Like you said, I don't have to go. So what I'm saying is you're monitoring the personnel that are going because you're going to have to pay them at that point. So there's a person overseeing that at that point being paid too because they're involved in it.
But I think the question was, Dean, do they still do volunteer stuff?
Oh,
they don't
God,
get
yeah.
paid
yeah.
for Sundays.
Tons of volunteer stuff.
Yeah, that they don't get paid
for. They still only get paid for calls right. and training, just like when we've had the stipend for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's just that it had to get turned into an hourly wage. So if Mike's working during the day, okay, and he gets his hourly wage, at night there's a smoke in the building somewhere, and he goes to it. He has to, by law, get paid the same amount that he gets paid during the day. It's a law. Not
no,
we didn't want to do it that way. We have to.
This is the board that turned around and said, yes, we have to do it, and we're going to be paying an hourly wage to anybody that attends a fire or participates in and it's some type of emergency. Let's qualify it in that manner.
I think it's just the way you... I think it might give people the wrong impression of who we are over there and what we do. We're still just the same as we are. We just have to turn that stipend point system into an hourly wage that has to be paid every 2 weeks. That's why, you know, I would much rather wait till the end of the year. We can't by law. We have to
write
all those checks and everything.
I'm not questioning any of that, but there's volunteers in many other departments.
No, I'm wondering how they're doing it. No, they might not be aware of this rule.
So I can vouch for that. There's an area department that is doing it, and they know that it's illegal, and they say, I don't hear anything. So, yeah.
Well,
they're,
I don't want to know about them.
Yeah.
That's not
no.
a question.
Basically,
I'm just saying if we are paying people to for safety of the town, we are paying people to... handle the safety of our town.
Just like we were.
Yeah.
Just like we
just
were. Nothing
federal
different.
Government has stepped in and made us have to pay more. That's what it amounts to.
Well, if the stipend amounts over the years had have been more, it might be the same.
These are ifs, and that's down. What we're at here is today is what it amounts to. They're being paid to do the service to the town. That's what it amounts to. And that's, they
all
were
right.
stipend before. And
are you happy now, Russ?
Huh?
Are you clear?
Well, I think we're...
Are you
it's
clear?
It's about the same thing.
Are you clear?
Yes.
Okay.
As well.
Good.
So anyway, Brian, we had to, you know, we got thrown into this halfway through the budget season last year. That's why we're over on that amount.
I remember when it took
we
place.
We had no idea. Looks like maybe by the end of the year we'll be over by about $15,000. So to come up with a budget for 25, I needed something to go on, so I went up to Kim and I said, what are we spending monthly for pay?
Yep.
So throw out January, February, March, because that's when we cleared out the stipend and did away with that and had to start paying hourly based on expertise and rank. So April being the first month in, I think it wasn't a good gauge, so I took May, June, July, and August. Those 4 months, we averaged the amount we were spending in those 4 months and multiplied by 12. And I added to that two trainings. So we just burnt a house on Crowley Road. We had 20 people there. It was great, great training.
Yep.
But 20 people for 9 hours paying is a lot of money. It was right. Like over $4,000 of pay. Right. Now, years passed, we would have got a point.
Right.
Maybe 20 bucks, 17 bucks. But now we have to pay everybody for 9 hours because the federal government says we have to. Mm-hmm. So I added two trainings next year. I know one house we're going to burn next year, and it just uses up a lot of $5,000 each. So I added $10,000 for training in the pay line. So that is why that's where that number comes okay. from. And that's a guess. That's a guess at this point. So that's why the budget's up 21%.
It's probably a pretty decent guess.
Mm. Yeah, I would say so. Those typically are busier months, or is there such a thing?
Yeah,
accidents.
We do have certain trends that follow.
Yeah.
Accidents. Certain months are typically historically busier than others.
If people don't slow down, we're going to get busier.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah.
No.
We're just going to...
Not from what I see.
...build a substation on everyone.
That's an idea.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we'll have to. Right out there in the middle.
So believe me, this isn't anything I wanted, but it's pretty much our hand is best.
There's wants and there's needs.
But right.
I've had the budget down for years and years and years, and that 20% increase is just, you know, blows me away, but I have no choice in that.
Well, in all honesty, Dean, if this was a full-time fire department, that would be short money.
That's
so, if you compare it with other towns,
that's two salaries.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm not upset at all. Mike, has anybody got anything else for the fire department? Do you know? Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Major increase. The only real increase is for the wages with an anticipated cost of living adjustment for that. If you notice the vehicle maintenance, we are well over the spare ambulance that we've had for about 2.5 years now was not able to go out for maintenance, so it had a major overhaul. Some of it was insurance work, and the other was just regular maintenance, cost about $15,000 between the two. So that's what the overage is for. Again, the minor equipment is over as well. That was from the purchase of the new ambulance. We had to buy some minor equipment to get it up and running, so that shouldn't be an issue next year. And then just increasing the oxygen supply. We're just using more than I initially anticipated.
Mike, I noticed you worked the COLA increase into your... What we normally do here is give... This board agrees on what the COLA increase is going to be for all the town employees, so it's a uniform increase.
Okay.
So you factored 4% into
that. I just put it.
So what we should do is kind of
take that back.
Yeah.
We'll add it back in.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it got added in after.
Yeah.
We go right.
And then okay. We have the last minute adjustments we make to the budget based on the CPI. Okay. Uniform COLA increase for the
recalculate town. Then because it was
it's getting done
it
right
was
now
part of the COLA and but it was also the upgrades. There's a couple people that are getting increased certifications that was added in there, as well as weekend stipend and stuff.
Well, in that case,
we should be able to just remove that.
For the raise that they're entitled to because of their increase in certification, your payroll line should be gone up.
Would that 4% be added on to?
You shouldn't try to adjust that with the COLA increase at the same time. Those are two separate items.
Yeah, I would leave the certification.
So just increase the payroll line by the amount that you're required.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I'll have to recalculate that.
So we want to keep the certification in there.
Do you guys add the?
Yeah, sorry, I just took the COLA.
If there's a COLA that you guys approve.
We take care of it.
For everybody.
Goes for everybody.
For everybody.
Does it get added to this line?
Yes.
Yeah, we adjust the budget.
At each department.
So your bottom line would change, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so let me, it's, so 295. Go ahead, you go ahead, Roy, sorry.
You can just highlight that if you want.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, do it after.
Do it after.
Was there anything else, Mike, you had?
Okay.
No, that's really it. I mean, we just, the capital items that I got approved the other night came out of the other, the ambulance fund, so it's, I didn't have to put it in there.
The whole thing is so new that it's gonna be a learning curve for a couple more years to go.
Some of the items, I don't know, like, if we're slower, then it's not, and then all of a sudden we get an increase in, you know, the oxygen, I didn't.
You can't predict that stuff.
How much we would use.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the thing.
And I try not to, like, go too high.
Right.
Just to go over it, so.
Right.
That's the problem with everybody.
You gotta play with that.
We appreciate that.
Trying to keep it as low as I can.
I just wanna say that we've got nothing but positive feedback from the ambulance, so.
To have a 5.1% increase, which would include that 4% for COLA is, I mean, that's pretty conservative.
It's actually.
Pretty good.
And they help with other things, too.
It's less than a 5% increase.
Does any other board members got any questions for him?
Oh, I think you're doing a good job.
You got a motion?
Make a motion to accept the ambulance as adjusted? Or do we wanna do that?
Did we do the fire department, too?
Do you wanna do that?
Do we have a motion to them, too?
Do a motion.
You didn't do one for the fire department.
Combine it if you want, though.
Yeah.
How do we wanna do it as presented or as adjusted?
As adjusted, because Mike and I will look at the numbers. Mike wants to look at the numbers, so we'll do it now.
Make a motion to approve the ambulance budget as adjusted and the fire department as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, guys. Go to work, team.
All right.
Break's over.
I made it before coffee.
Go get a coffee.
Made it for coffee time.
We'll see Christina.
All right. Does anybody else got things they gotta get to?
Tim.
No?
Tim does.
Tim does?
Tim has a 9 o'clock meeting.
Tim?
Oh,
Tim should be quick.
Go ahead.
But he said we could waste his time and he'll come back.
Yeah.
It might not have been stated exactly like that, but.
It's on page 5.
Yeah. So, basically for the planning board, we didn't change much. We pay the, our budget carries the annual GIS licensing fee that the town utilizes, but it's in our budget. That's in it. I think we put that in at $1,700.
Yep.
We just got the bill for this year and it was only $1,200, so we might be a little over budgeted there, but might as well leave that in just in case the cost goes up, because we all know that will happen. The Southern Hampshire planning dues. We had $8,500 last year for master plan implementation and planning, and that is going to be spent on doing impact fees for the school and for solid waste. Okay, we've already completed roads and emergency services. I dropped it to $5,000 for next year. I'm hoping we don't have to touch that we can. We've got another HOP grant of $50,000 from the state, and I'm going to try and put as much of the work that we need to do in terms of water supply and justifying our 3-acre zoning and all that into the HOP grant. But whatever we can't, we do need some funds to cover. So that's what that is. And, you know, we We did spend our law budget, our law lecture. We do go to some seminars and the like, and we've got some money in seminars again. And books and documentation, we do use that every year to get the RSA books and the like. And the other last two line items, mileage and legal notices, we put those in every year in case we need them. I don't think we've spent them in years, but I hate to not put it in the budget and then have to do a legal notification and there's no budget money.
Yeah.
So that's basically what we did. We chopped some money off the budget, and hopefully, like this year, we don't spend everything that's in our budget too.
Just qualification on the last two items. You said you haven't spent them in years, but when the budget committee turns around and looks to another department and says, you haven't spent that for years, why are you asking for it again? So what I'm saying is that it's an open heart to understand that this can happen and what have you on other budget.
Yeah, no
apartments. That's where I'm at.
They're down 20% though, so I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean,
I doubt if there'll be much conversation.
No, I'm talking about other apartments.
Yeah. It's not like there's a lot of fat in this one, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's
and again, I'm hoping to give back the $5,000 if I can slip it all into HOP. But I don't know what we can put in there or not.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody got any questions for Tim? The planning board? No?
Your motion?
Make a motion.
I move that we approve the planning board's requested budget in the amount of $11,475.
I'll second it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Brian.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
All right, so now we're going back to page one.
Are we going back to... I think we're following in the schedule now?
Oh, there's Chuck.
Animal control?
Yeah. Chuck, do you need to go? No? You're good? Just check it. Somebody needs to go. Speak up.
Yeah, so yeah, kind of like.
All right, animal control.
The toilets are open.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Deb and I went over this. We lowered a couple of the lines. It's up about $150. The kennel cost, she had that increase because of one case here, used a lot of money up, so she wanted to raise that by $100. But since speaking with the new chief, everyone has some ideas to possibly lower that kennel cost in the future. So he's looking to do a couple other things. So.
You want to share your thoughts?
Sure. Historically, where I've come from, we don't pay kennel costs. If we pick up a dog, we'll find a way to keep the animal at the PD.
Yeah.
The officers will make sure the dog has water and food and is, you know, being let out. And then we do everything we can to find the owner of the dog. So this was kind of new to me when I saw this. Kind of was a little surprised by it.
Okay.
So that's, I want to reach out to the SPCA. I have some connects over there. And find out, like, all right, what happens if someone abandons a dog, right? And we got to go that route. We obviously can't keep it at the PD for... you know, days,
lifetime,
but a few hours and something because someone's dog got out. That's understandable. I wouldn't want to put it in a kennel for that. You know, that's right. Like $50 a day.
So did you want to leave that in there just in case?
Just for now, just until I can get that square away.
Okay. Yep.
You know, on day five here. So that's the plan with that. But I can eliminate that cost.
Good.
Sounds
good.
I agree with that policy.
Yep.
All right, you want a motion?
Motion.
So are we doing animal control plus? We're doing both.
Just the animal control.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I move we approve the animal control budget for 2025 in the amount of $7,852.
Second that.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Thank you. Auditing services?
Yeah, they didn't get back to me with a number. It's one number I didn't put in. Yeah, but I'm just going to keep it at the 21,850 unless they come back. But we can come back and visit it.
Cancel that number in there.
Yeah, we're going to throw that number in.
Okay.
Or a number. Do you want me to put a number in? I put kind of roughed in numbers just so we have kind of a general idea.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's not on the bottom line.
That's not.
No.
So, yeah.
That's an annual thing that has to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we got to make sure of that. You want a motion on that?
Okay.
Unless you want to just
we're gonna do
table it.
21,850.
Or you want to put the 21,850?
We ought to put something.
Yeah, let's put it in so we
can right. Yeah. What do you want to put in?
I move we put 21,850.
Okay. Okay. Got a motion?
It's a motion.
I'll second. Or somebody right. Second?
Okay. You did, Sue.
Okay.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
So is somebody doing the math on the spreadsheet over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to? Is it careful? It's in the bottom line. Number.
What's that?
I said, I'll give you. Do you want to wait for the bottom line number? Or
yeah.
Do you want
to, yeah, we don't need to do that okay. As we go. Budget committee.
Yeah, I move we approve their request for 2025 in the amount of $1,562.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Yeah. Building inspector.
He's not here, so.
You want to hold off on that?
If you want, the wages kind of went down. I think he overestimated the wage last year, so wages went down. He increased, because he's taking the car home, he increased his, there's a line that he increased the gas.
Yeah, it's about 500.
Fuel and repairs,
yeah.
That one?
Yeah. That's it.
I think
everything else pretty much stayed.
I have a question about project management. Why are we doing that when we have an engineer? What is that for?
Project management.
Land use project management. We spent some money on it, but I don't remember what it was for.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, books, offices. Where am I not seeing it?
That would be a question for Amy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's 1%.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. I'm just curious if somebody's going to ask about that.
Yeah, the project. Okay.
You want
put a question mark on. Yep.
Yeah.
I move we approve the building inspection request for $124,592 for 2025.
I'll second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Pat. Perfect. Cemetery.
Okay.
That looks reasonable to me.
Yeah, she just increased.
Less than a 3% increase.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Which one?
What did go up? Facility improvement maintenance went up by 1,000.
Right.
Fuel and oil went up by 500.
Let's see here. We voted to add 500 to equipment maintenance line to equal 1,000, and add 500 to the fuel and oil line to equal 2,000, and add 1,000 to facility improvement maintenance and contract services.
Right.
Yeah, so those are what.
So is there any more paving going to be done, do you know?
Not at the cemetery.
No. Okay.
At least not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
All right. Anybody have any other questions? Seeing none, we got a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the cemetery for $70,570.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd. Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Conservation.
I move the Conservation Commission budget for 2025 be approved in the amount requested. $4,230.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
So
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat. Right.
Direct assistance.
That hasn't moved in years. I move that be approved in the amount of $10,000.
Second
it.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
So
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Emergency management.
Election?
Did we skip election? Yeah, we did skip election.
Oh, we did. Well, yeah, she did present it, but then she skipped over. All right, I'm
sorry. No, Candy's here.
Election. Go ahead.
Oh, she is here.
Yeah.
Hey, Candy.
It's the same as it was.
Yeah, it's the same.
We don't expect anything to change next year. It'll be a slower year.
Right.
Motion.
I move to accept the election voter registration for $7,568.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
We did the next one.
Make a motion to accept emergency management. at $3,000.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Health. Yeah, we did. We included it with Mike.
Make a motion to accept the health officer's budget at $501.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Not the biggies.
I just keep the
I'll make a motion to accept heritage.
Talk about it.
Yeah, unless there's discussion.
I don't know. That's a little high, isn't it?
For a dollar.
I moved it.
It's not even on the list. It's so cheap.
Now we're going to have some discussion.
Well, just in case you decide to amp up again.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or you get a grant or something. Yeah. Did we take a vote on that?
Yeah.
It's done. Okay. Highway.
All right. So most of the increases that I made this year were in line with what I'm expecting for an increase in material pricing. So if you look at patching, which is the first big one that was brought up from 1,135 to 13,000. So coal patch this year, the price went up from $125 a ton to $132, which comes out to about 6.8% increase just in the cost of the material. Now, I have built into this a little bit more than 6.8. It's actually closer to 14%. I would like to just start conducting more patching around town. As you guys can see, already this year we are overspent by, you know, a little over $2,000 just right now. That's not a huge deal, but that's why I wanted to try and work it more into the price for next year, because it is something that needs to be done, you know, really all the time, depending on the year, if it's a wet year or a bad winter. Last couple winters that we've had have been exceptionally bad for, you know, things like that, only because the ground never freezes, it stays wet, so the potholes just come back. So that's probably 3/4 of our patching budget gets used in the springtime.
You sure you're okay asking for less than what you've currently spent?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
One of the goals when I was doing this budget is I want to get increases so we're closer to where we need to be, but at the same time I wanted to try and keep it to a lower number.
Yeah. Okay.
The next big increase was brought, so that tree removal, 10,000 to 18,000. Obviously, at this point, you guys can see we've spent about a little over 18,000 on tree removal. That's due, as I've spoken the past couple of years. You know, we have ash trees dying all over town. Really, we have quite a few unhealthy and dying trees, period. It really doesn't matter what species they are. For whatever reason, a lot of our roadside trees just seem to be dying. So that's something that I think last year I also tried to raise it to 18,000, and I'm just looking to try and do that again so that we, you know, have the ability to take more trees down. I put a couple notes on here for tree canopy trimming, brush cutting, and mowing. So those have not been spent yet, but they are planned to be, you know, conducted November, December time frame. The mowing is going to be conducted this fall. I just wanted to put that in there just because, you know, I understand at this point they've not been spent, but we are planning to.
The year's not over.
The next big one is asphalt maintenance and rehabilitation. So that number comes straight out of what the increase in material is going to be for next year. So I spoke with Pike and Brock's, and they both said, so they don't come out with their exact prices until spring, but they said you can pretty much figure on like a 5% increase. That's a pretty good,
wow.
You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. That 5% is a lot better than where we were last year. So the way I kind of like to look at it, I mean, it's a bummer. If we were looking at it 5 years ago, 5% would be a huge number for an increase on an asphalt cost. After like 2021, 2022, 5% is actually, as crazy as it sounds, 5% is actually a pretty good increase to get year to year, just because of how everything is. It's just a very volatile market right now. So a lot of companies are I think inflation, as far as construction cost, is coming down. I'll get to that a little bit later. And I think we are going to start seeing smaller increases in material costs. We're just not at that point yet.
Yep. I think it all depends on November myself, but whether we have, you know, with the oil and the...
I would agree.
You know, yeah. I just think...
You know, one of the estimators that I talked to said, you know, it could be 15% if we decide to go to war or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, you don't really know. They don't come out till the spring, but I think a 5% increase from talking to those two companies was a pretty reasonable cost.
It's not bad.
Is Continental, do you consider them ever, or are they too high?
I have thought about talking to them. The guys we use stick to their price really well, and I get the same crew every time, and they treat us really good as far as they do, like...
They're on time, and they do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, they're on time, and they do what they say they're going to do. I've had very, very good luck with the contractor that we've used.
Good.
The next increase, $8,000 to $10,000 for culverts. So, in the culvert budget, obviously, as you guys would know, you know, that's for, you know, changing out bad culverts and things like that. So, the price of the culvert goes into it, as well as the installation. The other thing that I want to add to that culvert budget that we have not done for quite a while, I believe, I would like to at least get one day a year where I can get a back truck in town and start cleaning out catch basins. Mm-hmm. So the reason for cleaning out catch basins is, so all the sediment comes down, I'm sure you guys probably know how they work, all the sediment comes down to the bottom of the catch basin so it doesn't actually get into the pipe and plug it up. Most of our catch basins are actually full of silt, just because it hasn't been cleaned for a while. Some of our pipes are getting full of silt just because the catch basins allow it to get into the pipe. I would like to at least one day a year get a back truck into town to clean out select catch basins. One day doesn't seem like a lot, but when you consider that a catch basin, especially if it's been maintained, a catch basin can take 10 minutes to clean out. So you can do quite a few catch basins and culverts as long as everything's been maintained, they're not too bad in one day. And we don't have a ton of them, but we are adding some just with some of the new developments that are coming in.
Right.
So it's just something that needs to be thought about, because if we fall behind on that, it's just, you know, then your drainage it starts working incorrectly and things like that.
May I ask a question about culverts?
Yep.
On town roads, you're responsible for your own culvert, for your driveway, is that correct?
Yes, landowners are responsible for their own culverts, yes.
Okay.
And then the other, you know, in winter we had some increases, so this year we're probably going to take it over in November, but more it'll affect us next year. So we will be taking over Landing Way this year and taking control of winter maintenance. So that's going to add about 1.5% to our total lane miles for the town. So what I did is I just added 1.5% to the winter payrolls just to cover the 1.5% more time that it would take. I did the same thing with winter with salt. I just added the 1.5%. The awesome thing about salt, I got my quote from Epsom a couple months ago. So our price for salt actually didn't go up this year. So that's kind of what leads me to believe, at least in that type of, you know, those types of things, I think we're kind of on the other end of the super large inflation at this point. And then the last increase was I did increase sand. So that was the 1.5%. And I also added some in Plords. We're still getting our winter sand from Plords. But they are actually having a truck sand in from Loudoun, so they are going to add a little bit on for the trucking that it takes them to get from Loudoun to Hooks. It's so I added on, I think that came out to, I want to say like 6 or 7%. So I ended up for like a total increase this year, my budget was 4.76. And if you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Go ahead, boy.
All right, so you put that $10,000 back in?
I did, yeah.
For the wildlife management? Yep.
I was wondering if Linda was doing it. Her name's on that line.
That's a cut and paste issue.
She's trapping Beaver.
That was the chain, the email chain for the budget, like, for all the people on the department heads.
I know, so, I'm just kidding.
I just fixed that.
It's just a typo. No,
head trap, a wow.
She's putting the popcorn in the trap.
Exactly.
If you want to know the actual remaining balance, it's minus 558.
Right. No other question? You get a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the highway department requested budget in the amount of $861,444 for fiscal year 2025.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes.
Insurance, do we get that number yet?
We don't. So I did rough in for the health and disability and dental life. That was I roughed those in.
That's not okay. Horrible. Yeah. 2.2% is
and
not.
And then
horrible.
I took for property liability and workman's comp, I took the percentage that was increased last year and I just applied it to that number.
Alright, so it's not a bad guess.
No. So workman's comp went down.
No, workman's comp. I don't have a number for that. I didn't have a percentage I could go to. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, that's. I'm sorry. It is workman's comp. Unemployment compensation. I didn't have a number. Yeah. That's why I left it. But,
it's all estimated.
It did. Workman's comp did go up though. You can see.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So there was a 9% and a 10%. So
right.
Increase.
So obviously that may change, but
right.
I'll make a motion for the information we have right now.
Yep.
$217,461.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Legal expenses.
I just kept that. I level funded that. Because we just don't know.
Right.
Well, even though we haven't spent that, we've only spent
what are you doing?
The year's not over.
Bite your tongue. Make a motion quick.
We've approved the legal expense line $55,000.
Second. Okay. Patrick. All in favor?
Russ.
So,
Brian.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Summer rec.
I'd like to put a pool in. Without town water, that probably isn't going to happen. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Other culture and recreation. Is that yours, too?
Exactly. I don't know if you need a motion for that.
Yeah, is that for the pool or? No?
$3?
Yeah, we for grants and like that, we keep it open.
Move we approve the $3 request for other culture and recreation for 2025.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
So.
Okay.
Boyd, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right, Parks and Rec.
It's level funded, and I'm hoping that I think we have enough money left over this year to finish the bathrooms up, getting new toilets, new sinks. And I went to Granite Group or whatever, Brian, to ask him about commercial, something that's going to stand up.
Nice.
So we have enough money to do that this year. And I'd like to the drainage around that building. Remember how we were talking about that?
Yeah.
So I was
well, that was your pool.
Well, it could be actually if we get that.
Pool, yeah.
So I was going to ask Lonnie about that, how much that would cost to dig a trench or whatever they do.
Yeah, right. I mean, this sits in there six inches at least.
Yeah. Get a motion then?
Move to the Parks and Recreation for $28,102.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Perfect. Police, here we go.
Oh.
Now the tag team is up.
There's two of them tied.
Yeah.
Let's start off. Major increases salary lines.
Yep.
The retirement that goes with, corresponds with the full-time salaries. We're going to be hiring six officers. Chad and I, Chief and I, went over some competitive rates, starting around $28 or so for a new hire.
Yep.
Uncertified. Three officers at about $31 and change if they're certified.
Yep.
We can attract. a lieutenant based on the former lieutenant's rate. So that's the big cost.
Yeah.
And some smaller costs, training is up substantially. Chief has some input on that.
Awesome.
So when it comes to the training, right, the academy requirements have been going up. We used to be only required to have to do 8, now we have to do 12, and that's going to keep climbing. So sending officers to class are going to help hone their craft,
yep,
right, make them better, and meet the training requirements every year that the academy has to do.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, we're getting distracted by the phone ringing up there. What is that?
The phone.
Somebody trying to call in?
Somebody's trying to dial in.
Yes.
Dial in on this?
How do I accept it?
Get rid, no.
Oh, they're trying to do the phone instead of the Zoom, okay. They're trying to Zoom, it's in the phone, I think. And that they don't have to click, right?
Should you just, like, unmute it?
Why does it say?
I can't even really do that.
You're unmuted, so that's fine.
End it.
You hit mute at the top. On the top, put your cursor on, go to the top right of that box with the phone. No, go down.
Oh.
Right there, go to the top right of that box now.
Right, oh, okay.
And just hit mute. Right?
Oh, yeah. No. It says ask to unmute. I don't even know what answer this.
We just have to make it so people can see.
That's fine. So whoever's dialing in, they can hear us. Okay. We don't have to listen to them.
Okay.
Right, but can they get
and
off
I don't mean
server?
It to sound like that.
Can we go back to so they can see the audience?
Well, they can see. But
oh, they can?
We okay. We're just not looking at ourselves.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
We don't want to be on camera. That's okay.
Continue.
All right.
I'm
sorry.
That's okay. Back to the training aspect of things, right? Because of the academy requirements going up, each officer every year is required to do what they call the 3-2s, right? It's bias training, it's de-escalation. So that 6 hours does count into their training, and that can be done online through Benchmark. Really, it just costs the officer being on the job, that type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, as far as like honing crafts and making them better, remember, like, you want, when you have a new officer come out, it takes 5 or 6 years for them to get where they can really operate on their own, really understand what they're doing, handle certain crimes, right? And you want to build that as we go. So that's why I saw the training line as a requirement to build that, because I want to be able to send an officer to, you know, I'm just throwing this out, like fingerprint school, you know, or latent prints or something like that, where they can understand and know how to collect that properly, so we don't have problems when it comes to collecting evidence,
right? Yeah,
things like that. So it will also help, I think, with retention once I get the department where it needs to be, because officers are interested in doing different things. They're different crafts that will help them with that. So that's a big reason why you see the training budget go up. The other thing that you're gonna see is the ammo line, that went up. So at the academy, it's an indoor range. The indoor range is required to use frangible ammo. Frangible ammo is a very high cost ammo. It just is. It's because of the way it breaks up. It does, you don't have to worry about anybody getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because when it kicks back, it breaks up, and then it won't come back at the officer shooting down range, if that makes sense to you. So, unfortunately, that's kind of a necessary evil, and it's 2,000 rounds they have to go up there with. If they have trouble shooting, that, you know, and they need work, and they need to, you know, because not everybody just is able to run the guns and understand them, there might be more ammo.
Yeah.
The academy does everything they can to make sure that they're working and training with the officer. But, you know, a fix to that is before they go to the academy, they're going to get range time with us. We're going to take them out to the range, and we're going to make sure they're kind of honed in and understand what they're doing and not just going, here you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think we totally support
the
ammo because of the training that goes along with it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The other thing you'll see is polygraph tests for new hires. I know that's not really something done in the past. Today's day and age, I think it's important for a new hire to go through a polygraph. You know, it just gives you that extra liability, right? My other department that I worked at, a new hire would come in and do a polygraph, they would do a medical, and a psych, right? So it just helps us understand that new officer coming in and make sure we can get behind him and we're not going to have any issues as far as stuff goes, right?
Do we have a machine or do you send them somewhere?
We have to send them to a polygraph
specialist. Okay.
And, you know, it's about $350 a test.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look, if I get three brand new hires, mm-hmm. you know,
$1,000,
right? So it can add up quick with the testing. So
yeah, I have a question about your full-time officer wage line.
Yes.
Okay, it went up $86,838. Does that represent a raise for the existing force, or is that what you anticipate having to pay people to recruit them to fill the vacancies?
So both. It factored in a raise for the current full-time officer to bring that officer where they need to be with the part-timers.
Okay.
Right, because it was substantially lower. And then also to bring in, you know, to keep it current, kind of what officers are making in here.
I see. Okay. So will that change the matrix for the police department? Are you going to have to rework the matrix that you guys work with over there?
I think that Chief McGillan has done a decent job with that part of it. It's just really adjusting one officer at this point.
Okay. You just have to shift the numbers and the grades around to adjust it for the new wages then.
Talking about the town's matrix?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to adjust the new officer that's in the academy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a substantial, not substantial, but an increase to make her...
So her step increase will increase to correspond with the new wages.
Yes.
Not have them on the matrix.
Yep.
That. Okay. Now you think these wages are competitive to allow us to attract candidates?
I think so. I think based off of what I've seen, I mean, you got to think, right? Like the difference with, like, say, Londonderry and Manchester PD, those are huge departments, right? There's obviously I can't compete with that. But for somebody that wants to be in a nice community, you know, a good community, you know, yeah, I think it's definitely within the wage matrix of the other area departments.
So is it, so is the larger the department, the higher the wages?
It can be. I've had officers go to Londonderry and make almost, you know, $10 more an hour of what they were making, you know what I mean?
And Nashua is starting at $86,000 right now.
Correct. And something to think about, an officer that comes into a small community, right? They can run a whole case from start to finish. When you're with a big agency, you're a patrolman, you're out there, you go take the preliminary report, and then, like, a detective will take it. Mm-hmm. Somebody in DV will take it. But an officer here is required to kind of run with the whole case and
own it.
And lean on their senior officers to help them do it right, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of work. It's not, you know, it's not... It's easy in a big department. The patrolman goes out, they do the preliminary report, and then a detective is doing, you know, fingerprints and the interviews and the and all that, you know, that labor-intensive stuff, but that's all they have to worry about.
Yeah.
When you're a patrolman, you're doing that and going out on the road and still dealing with car accidents and dealing with areas of speed and, you know, those type of things, right?
And prosecuting.
Yeah, and general policing of the town, right? So... That's why I think we're in a good realm there.
Good.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Continue.
The prosecutor, I'm sorry if I interrupted there before we go to the next page. So they raise their price, or we're going to prosecute more, or what do we?
No, they raise their price. That's a price increase.
Okay.
$100. I think.
Okay.
No, he's not done yet. Go ahead.
Yeah. Keep going on
the back here. I got something to add. The salary line includes the sign-on bonuses. All the personnel.
Okay. Yep.
Chief and I were talking. We removed the diffuser this year out of the budget to kind of help offset some of this training stuff. Right, and get that, because we've got two cruisers coming because of the tree that fell on one and the one that's coming. So I think the fleet's in good shape for this year, and I'll look at again that on the next budget.
Good. Perfect.
With that. And then...
been able to keep the miles down on them, too.
Increase in equipment issue, right? You know, ballistic vests, they're running about $900 or more dollars for a ballistic vest. They're good for 5 years. They're fitted for the officer, so you can't really just give vests like that came off of this officer to this officer. So you'll see the increase in that. Talked about the training, talked about the prosecution, talked about the exams. Dues and subscriptions. We left the line the same, but what I'm going to do there is to help the offset of training. There is a platform called Police One that's online, and what that will allow me to do is I'm going to get rid of one of the subscriptions we have to try to offset that. And let's say I have an officer that I can't get in an actual class, right? Due to, I don't know, say personnel issues, whatever it may be. I can have them sit down at a computer and take a class and get their hours that way too.
Okay.
That's all. Police One's an accredited thing. The academy backs it. It has good training for officers just to keep their skills and that thought process going, you know, and keep them safe. So that's where you'll see that item there. We talked about frange ammo. And then we had to increase the line for receipt hospital blood draws. We encumber the cost of that when we have to do that. And it's $350 now $150 for a blood draw, so that puts, you know, a couple in there for DUIs and accidents.
You have to get, you're charged with that?
Yes, the hospital charges us. The hospital charges us.
Is that recovered?
If you try to get restitution.
With insurance? Yeah,
okay. Restitution, we'll try to get that, but the cost comes to seniors.
Okay.
Crazy.
Same thing with the psychological testing. There's an increase in that line that the academy reimburses the town. Once we get an invoice, we send it up to the town academy, they fully reimburse the mandated psychological testing.
The other thing that you'd see in there was the transition to the new software, right? So I'll let Chief talk more about that because he understands that a little bit better, but from what I understand, that's a grant, and we get that money back.
Yeah, there's a grant through Rockingham Sheriff's Department. They're transitioning to a new software program. I was told by Lieutenant Walsh over there, the budget for the current IMC, the current software, that transition may happen in the spring. They're not quite sure. Whatever money's paid, it's the same company they're using, so it's just a different name, but it's the same company. And they will give us a credit into the following year. So it really won't be going up or anything. It actually might help us for 2026.
It's the beauty about technology, right? Like, you know, those type of things. And if Rock's going to it, we're kind of...
Yeah, hands tied.
What was juvenile supplies?
Pencils.
Tiny hand stickers.
No, what was it? I mean, we spent $75, isn't that, or, no, it's remaining. We haven't spent any, but I look at that and I'm saying, do we do anything with juveniles to, I mean, years ago we used to pass a card out with the patrolman's
name on. Oh, the trading cards, that was a thing.
The trading cards?
Yeah, that was a thing.
I know it's kind of making a comeback, but.
We need some officers to do that.
Yeah. No, I know, absolutely. That juvenile line, that's what that was for, like those type of.
Well, that's right, okay.
You know, there's other ways, you know, the Walmart grant, I think I have talked about we can try to get. It's a one-time thing, and I think they give up to $500 at a time, right? We could apply for that. It's pretty easy to do through Walmart for those type of events, right? And cure the cost that way.
So, like, touch-a-truck events or
things
like that.
Things like that. So, perfect. Yeah, that's why we just put it back at a dollar.
No, I just was thinking, you know, getting kids involved. police officers or whatever.
Yeah, I love that. I think that would be awesome. I'll definitely look into that too.
But you're looking at it, doing it a different way than that. That's fine, that's all.
Is that it, Chad?
That's pretty much it, unless you've got questions.
I don't. I'm excited for what's coming.
Yes. I'll move to accept the police budget of $951,494.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, chiefs.
Too many chiefs.
Property appraisal.
I move that $33,000 request be approved.
Now, that I have a question on, yes. Because we're at 5,000, and the year's almost over, and we're asking for more next year. It doesn't make sense to me.
What's that?
They have to complete the revaluation.
Well, the reval comes from the reval fund, so.
Right.
And they've been kind of all consumed with the reval. That's probably why that number is lower. They're not doing their standard. Steve hasn't been in. They have different staff in. That could be a lower amount that they're charging for payroll, where it's not Steve. I wouldn't lower the number. That's the number he gave me. I mean, he's contractually, this is, if he doesn't use it, we're not going to give it to him. But that's the number he gave me.
But that's an area, if we're looking at expenses, it might be something that could be looked at.
Does that answer your question, Sue?
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk to Steve again.
Well, it's just so low.
This is,
Even if they went to 10 grand.
I can pull his contract if you want to see it.
So he has a contract, but it's to cover certain things. But if it's not being covered, we don't pay it, do we?
We don't, no. No, he's been, and a lot of what we're paying him now, a lot of the invoices coming through are for the reval. I'm seeing a lot. It's mostly reval invoices, so I think that's why that number is.
A lot of what they do now during this reval is stuff that they would do on a normal
basis. Yeah. Yep.
It's just a bigger job.
Right, and it's being charged to appraisal. Didn't we have a warrant article?
No, that's the reval, and that's what they draw from.
You have a separate line to cover this reval that is quite costly.
Right,
and then you have your normal cost to run every year,
right?
To just keep up with everything.
Right, that's what I'm asking about. The normal is 5,000. Now
that's not normal.
A lot of what
they're
actually doing is happening because of the reval.
Right, I can look at last year's.
You're not cutting out the different steps.
Right, but it sounds like we're double paying them. Do you know what I'm saying? We're paying them.
No, because he's not charging you for that. He's not charging you for. He's not charging you for
the reval if that's what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, the cost of doing
that. And he may bill quarterly, so I mean I'll have to pull the bills,
that's
but
right. And one more quarter.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let's go on.
Okay. Motion.
Property appraisal.
Yeah.
As submitted for $33,000.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue with reservations.
Brian.
Wait.
Pat, good. Solid waste. That you, Chuck?
That is I.
Here's a place we can cut.
I can say it's 20.
No way.
Can I just jump back just for 1 minute?
Yeah.
I looked at last year's budget, and he charged $25,000. We budgeted $30,000. So last year, we weren't doing the reval.
Okay.
It was $25,000.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chuck.
So right off the bat, there is an error in one of the lines, which shows that we have a 3% decrease, which is not accurate. On the facility O&M, the request was $31,000, which was for this current year, and it's listed at $3,100.
Where?
Facility O&M.
Is that a typo? What did I do? Oh, goodness. Sorry, Chuck.
Okay.
Sorry. I would love to present a 3% lower budget. Unable to.
Yes.
Good catch.
You'll work in the dark.
Well, it happens. There's really the biggest increase, really, is the landfill disposal. That's contracted through waste management, and every year it will go up and up and up and up and up, and we have no control over that cost. We have a our sweeper that we use all the time to keep the driveway clean is worn out, so I'll be looking to replace that. That's about $4,000. Those are really the biggest. I tried to keep everything as level funded as I could. A couple things went up minimally, but.
So your testing went from 6,900 down to 500?
Correct, and that the testing really, I guess, is for the old facility, the water.
Yeah, we still
the water
do
wells.
Right.
So I guess 2025 we won't be testing for them, so that's why it went down.
We have to have that tested. It's like every other year now.
500 to cover that.
Okay.
So wait a minute. So my question is, if it was 3,100 instead of 31,000, do we add the 31,000 to his total line?
Yeah, we have to add that to his total. There's a difference.
Yes,
I just corrected the number because he needs.
This is a lot different over here.
You got to add about 2,600.
It's 520
percent increase.
What?
The total, the bottom line. It's about a 3.25.
I have 2.46.
With the new number?
Yeah.
I like your math better.
So what's...
It went up to 523.
That's right.
515. And then
so
it's a 2.46.
What's the amount you're requesting for 2024?
I just said 523, 515.
Okay, no, for the electricity facility, O&M and electricity line, what's the correct number?
31,000. Not
3,100.
Yep.
Good.
And that's what, did you say
2.46.
Good job, Chuck.
I move to accept the solid waste at 523, 615, was that?
515, wasn't it?
Yeah, 523, 515.
515.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Street lighting.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to accept the $2,900 for street lighting.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Garvin.
All of that is LEDs.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, what was the correct number for total solid waste?
523, 515.
Thank you.
Town building expenses.
Oh, you skipped the tax.
Did I did?
No,
tax?
Tax collector.
Oh, yeah. No, tax collector's after on my sheet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We did street right. All right.
We did.
No, town.
Oh, look at that.
Town building.
We have to fix that next year.
Yeah, it's reversed. Sorry. We can do tax collector. I'm easy.
Okay.
Well,
tax collector.
I heard something about that. Don't want to go there.
Go ahead, tax collector.
We added our PDF Adobe software so that we never had to pay a lot for it before. And we're expecting a postage increase only on the tax bills. The printing service that we have, they do it all. They print, fold, stuff the envelopes, and put postage on it. And it seems like the postage goes up at least twice a year now instead of once a year.
Excuse me.
Any other board members have questions?
Now, the stipend, Candy, that's something we already agreed to.
The what?
The stipend. The increase in that, or did you put your 4.3% or something?
I put it in and then I just wait to hear
what
they say.
No, we're gonna have to tell the department heads not to put that in.
The COLA?
The COLA, because we'll put it in.
Yep.
Yeah, so is that how you adjusted the stipend by a cost of living increase?
Yeah.
COLA, or just an increase for yourself?
Well, I'd like an increase for myself, but...
Well, just tell us that's what it is. Well, the COLA will come anyway.
Yeah, the COLA comes everywhere.
So is that your increase?
Did you use 3%, 4% to get that increase? It's a $1,000 bucks.
No, I just increased it.
Okay, so that's her suggested increase, it's nothing to do with COLA.
She didn't do a percentage on it.
Okay.
Understood, right? Okay.
Same with the deputy?
So is the board good with that?
I'm good with that.
And the deputy?
Is there any discussion on like longevity, like for elected?
No.
Paid?
No. Longevity, your longevity depends on the public. Yes.
The fact that nobody's pushed it for the last 15 years.
Well, that means, it can mean two things. Nobody wants it, or you're doing an awesome job.
Yeah, probably nobody wants it.
All right.
Why is that blinking on and off?
Any questions? Other questions? Who? No?
No, thanks.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ, who moved it?
Who moved it?
I'm waiting for that.
Oh, okay. Tax collector, $37,663. Move that.
I'll second that.
Okay, now, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, now town building.
I'll be honest, I wish this was higher. We have some stuff we have to...
We do have some stuff.
And I don't know when to put it in.
We're gonna put a warrant article in.
Well, we do the warrant article every year for $2,500, but we need to put...
We're gonna do $10,000 this year.
Yeah, we're gonna do it with $10.
There is some stuff that needs to be taken care of.
Oh, and the door, the opening to the doorway is rusted out, the...
$10,000 would be enough for that.
The stalls are gone, the restroom...
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
All right, okay.
Let's tear it up and redo it?
The front door needs to be done.
Yep, front door needs to be done.
So what are you thinking of now, if you're not gonna increase this?
Warrant article, he said.
But to do what in the warrant article?
We're gonna increase it from $2,500 to $10,000.
Is that gonna solve?
For this year, and we have about $30-ish thousand in the...
Are you putting into your fund?
The trust fund?
Yeah, but very slowly at $2,500 a year.
Right, or are you gonna spend it? Or do we need to increase this? Do you know what I'm saying?
He's proposing to spend it this year.
Well, it would, I mean, the door would be nice.
The door has to get done.
$7,000.
How much to do the door?
It's like $7,000.
What is this?
We have a lot of window sills.
About $7,000.
Window sills and trim out there that need attention to.
Yeah, I know.
Dean had done a bunch of doors.
I know he has, but there's still some.
Dean did the one over the table.
It's our home, but... Take care of it, and that entrance door, everybody
uses it.
That needs to be
replaced, and if we're not going to repave the parking lot, at least seal and stripe it. I don't know how much that costs.
Yeah,
it's probably cheap.
The building itself is things, like you said, the sills, the parking lot's a parking lot, but I think it should be done, but if it were priorities, I'd rather keep the shell.
What about at least striping?
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We should get new lines put down.
Yeah,
we should have new lines, so it should be sealed.
I can't do that.
So I support the idea of the $10,000, then with a plan at that point of what's going to be done.
$10,000 on the warrant article? Or
yes.
So the building maintenance line went down to $4,500?
No, that's what we put in. We just level funded it.
Yeah.
From 6,250?
No.
No, that's not what
building maintenance.
Down to 4,500.
Remaining, actual expenses and what's remaining.
Yeah, I think
it went down.
Oh, maintenance, building maintenance. Yeah.
So should that get kicked up? So whether or not the warrant article passes, or whether you have access to those funds by the time you get all that done.
Do we want to put it back?
Put it back to the 6,250.
I will defend that to the end.
$6,500. So we want to put it back to...
6,250.
Well,
is that enough?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it would be if you're going to do the $10,000 warrant article.
But this way, he doesn't have to go through getting that approved and then getting the money out of the...
So what do you want to do?
What do we have for balance in the fund?
It's about 30,000. It's about 30,000, but, I mean, a tree can fall on it. Like, it's one of those things that you want to keep it healthy.
It's embarrassing to me to have it rusted out.
You know, your septic backs up.
Oh, I know.
You know, you have a tree. A tree has fallen on our roof.
Yeah, the men's room.
10 years ago. Yeah, the men's room vent needs to be done. So.
Yeah, the stalls are rusted. Yeah. I mean, they can be sanded and painted.
Yeah, or taken out altogether. Yeah. I don't know what the men's room looks like, but as we could just.
Yeah, why do we even have it?
I don't know. Because we can lock the door. Yeah.
In case you go in.
Years ago, we didn't lock the door.
Getting back to that line item, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I guess I would, and again, you know.
What do you want? 16?
I hate to increase.
16,000.
16,250? Is that what you want to do?
What do you think? Boy, I just want to.
Oh, I mean, we certainly would.
Instead of a warrant article.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of a warrant
article. Yes, I think.
Okay. Right.
Well, or you can do the warrant article, too, to add to the fund and see if.
Keep it at the 25.
But this I would defend.
Keep it at 25, or do you want to bump it up slightly to 5? I mean, you should keep.
Just go up $10,000.
Yeah, get this.
I don't know.
But that's like for projects that
we're
doing. Well,
two different things here. Let's go with the 16,250.
Right. What line are you adding that to the building maintenance?
That's the building maintenance.
Okay.
So that gives us a total of 82,795. For the bottom line here.
Correct.
Okay.
What did you say, Billy?
82.
84.
Patrick,
I have 84,
I have no
545.
Pictures to the budget committee and showing
I mean,
them.
The last time.
Oh, yeah, because it's more than 10,000.
Last time we tried to bring
an
increase to the budget committee.
84, 545.
The door's falling out. I mean, it's.
What's the total on that line?
It was more than 10,000.
16,250.
Okay.
The 16,250 in the building maintenance, the total. Total is 84,545.
Yeah,
you're right.
84.
Okay, now just a brief discussion, because we'll be doing warrant articles later, but a brief discussion. What do you want to do with the warrant article?
I would still keep that.
Go for the 10.
Oh, well, we
go for
put
10?
It every year. Yeah. You want to go for 10 this year?
I would go for 10.
Yeah, I just think,
that.
Yeah. I mean, building maintenance is not cheap.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Beans, that's why I can't get the address.
All right, so that's going to be a suggestion for later on when we do
warrant
articles.
When we do warrant articles, yeah.
Yes. That's what the board would like to see.
Because we've just underfunded. We're like behind the eight ball.
Correct,
like we've
correct.
Underfunded it too many years in
2,500 didn't even probably cover inflation, if that.
No.
Nope.
And if things need to be refigured upstairs or in the police department, then
we have a little money to do it.
Exactly.
All right, so can you get a motion in for?
I'll make a motion for 84, what point?
84,545.
Yep. You get a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Tom.
Okay. Town office.
It's down slightly.
What?
It's down. We I didn't get a number from Block 5, so I put the number they gave me last year. But it is down because we did the full conversion last year of the systems, the computer systems, with tax, the assessing, and building. So.
Well, I'll make a motion if nobody else wants to. I don't think anybody's, I mean, it's down 5%.
No, it's pretty easy to beat.
Yeah. Okay, go
ahead. I'll make a motion for a 370, 11 for the town office's expense.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Hey, how come some of the totals are in green and some aren't? Is that going to affect the...
Oh, yeah, I think that we just...
But will that affect the Excel, or
oh,
does
no.
it
no, it's just a highlight, which I don't know why there's a...
It doesn't
kind of goes back to Donna Becker.
It's a highlight.
Like, she must have did it for some reason,
Because it could be changed.
I didn't follow her.
Oh, is that what it was?
But I can just take it out, because it might not be consistent.
It's not consistent.
Yeah, it's not consistent. Yeah, so I'll just take it. It's just the shaded in.
Treasurer.
She
might have done the same thing though.
I think she did.
But we don't know if it's her raise.
No, she got an increase last year. She got an increase.
Yeah, she increased. Remember, she suggested
she did last
her own
year.
Increase.
Right.
Yes.
But what is this?
That
corporate?
Is not.
Is this COLA or another increase?
No, that was the increase from last year. This is what's on the budget from last year. We made a mistake. We didn't, so we didn't increase it.
The 12,360 is?
Yeah, so this is 12 is, yeah, so she's kind of well, she's really well funded.
So it's a mistake over there?
That reflects, yeah, that reflects what she's getting. It's not an increase. It's the increase you approved her last year. So we just, what we did is we made up for the stipend like this past, not this past one, but the last stipend, we just made her whole.
Okay, all right.
Is she going to be overdrawn before the end of the year?
So it's really not an increase.
She will be. Yeah, she's going to be because, not the bottom line, but her wage is going to be.
That's only because we had the wrong number.
Okay, sure. But it is obviously bottom line.
So she didn't have any increase, really?
Nope, I just pretty much, yeah.
Get a motion?
What, for $15,024?
Yeah.
I move we approve that request for $2,025.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
And then welfare, I put that stipend amount, I suggested that just so Boyd.
Ooh, generous of you two.
What are you trying to do?
Wow.
She is.
It's going too smoothly.
Peace of mind. Like she, you know, if stuff comes in, she outsources people. We don't have to, you know, she does a job. I mean, it's good that, you know, she doesn't have as many clients.
So you support that, though?
I would support that. And she's really, she's asked year after year. And
she has asked. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's worked here a long time.
Okay. So.
So can I put that in?
Yeah. Get a motion?
I'm looking to board.
I know. He's shaking his head.
We need a motion on then we can discuss it further if you'd like.
Well, the only thing is, I think we had asked
for
like a monthly,
not a monthly, but we asked for a documentation that showed the activity.
That type of thing, if she could.
All right, she's not back until I think the 4th of October, but.
So we're budgeting $7,717 to administer a $10,000 appropriation.
Well, I think it ends up.
But a lot of that work doesn't reflect in any direct assistance, too.
Yeah, and she does outsource it.
I mean, actually.
Referral to another agency.
Correct.
Yeah,
actually.
I think if it was just written down, it would solve a lot of problems for everybody.
If it were what?
If she just send a monthly.
Remember we asked last year for an activity.
I know, and that doesn't mean it's not being done. It's just,
I'd say until we see some kind of accounting for the way she's spending
time. So table it?
Table that.
Table it? Okay.
No, tell them she's doing a good job and everything, but.
You tried, Andrew.
No, it might go to the 75. That doesn't mean it's off the table.
Yep.
All right. Zoning board.
We'll just table this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Zoning board.
Or do you want to keep it in and then just with a question mark?
We'll keep it in for now, but we'll.
I didn't put it in until obviously the board approves.
I'm just
going to
discuss it later.
Do you want a motion on that welfare so we can kind of get an idea where we're at?
Yeah. No?
Is that okay?
Well, no, because I put the.
We're not done with it.
Okay.
Why would you make a motion?
Well, just to see what the bottom line is, because.
We can still add it in.
They're going to meet with us at the budget committee in October 9th.
Right. So, I imagine you probably want to talk about this at that next meeting.
Right.
It's kind of
some last minute
thing.
Put the $7,700 in the bottom line.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
75. Why is it 77?
No, 77.
Well, because that's at the 6123.
Yeah.
Which is what.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then we can still go back and revisit it.
Correct.
Put a question mark.
I get it.
And then we can at least see what the overall increase is.
Right.
Go ahead, zoning board.
I move that their requested amount of $1,391, be accepted.
I'll second.
Approved, rather.
No, because it's.
You second? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
And welfare, what did we decide? Can we put that?
So we added it in, but we didn't make a motion on it because we're not done with it.
I'm assuming Boyd had the FICA Medi, right? 7,700. Is that why you made it?
What's that?
7,700 because of the FICA and Medi.
Right.
And you know what? She might want to come in.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should give her a chance to. I think she does. I think we avoid a lot of expenses because of where she directs other people. So
that's a job
that's really what if I were her, I'd say, look, I spent 20 hours. We didn't have anything. You know, that's what I'd do if it were me.
So how's it look here, Andrew?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Let's see. I have the bottom, bottom line for
welfare. Thank you.
I don't know why I'm missing this point, but it's 9,294, correct? Is that your figures add up to?
You didn't do the total, did you?
She's doing it now.
Oh, no, okay. Alright, so total.
Exactly.
Well, no, because I'm missing the welfare, but, okay.
No, put the welfare.
No, add it in.
$7,700.
I just didn't want to.
Why is it $7,700, though?
I didn't want to take a motion on it, that's all.
$7,717 is what it says.
Because it is figured in at $6,123.
Yeah.
So, the stipend at $7,500 is just a.
We're gonna revisit it.
It's just a comment.
Okay.
We're gonna revisit it.
Okay, we're good. Alright, so.
Clear as mud?
Total, yeah.
Let's just see here.
For the total, I have $4,201,603. And that is a 5.9% increase.
Would you repeat that number again, please?
$4,201,603. And it's 5.9%.
Okay. And what's the percentage increase over two?
5.9.
5.9.
It's right in line with the pavement. The pavement money.
Twice the inflation rate last year.
Well, that they claims the inflation.
Yeah, what was claimed.
I don't.
It wasn't reality, though.
I don't trust any of that.
Alright, I'm gonna have to go, gang.
Brian, take some stuff from you.
No, I have to go.
Do you need a ride, or?
I don't know, I may need a ride back. But I don't know.
But Brian, take some keys. Look at all the keys, you guys.
I'm having keys.
I will probably take a little.
Yeah,
I'm not a key lover.
Is a big adjourn now?
Oh, yeah.
No, you guys can continue, but I have to go.
Let's adjourn.
Okay, take a vote.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn second.
Third.
All in favor?
Russ.
Oh, okay.
Brian.
Okay.